"What are you doing?" I ask, suddenly afraid for the first time since he walked into my room.
"I won't hurt you, Neva," he says in a soft voice. "I just need to know what you are. It's important that guild members are hidden away in these troubled times."
"Guild members?" He nods.
"It's clear you have a connection to Tenebris. I just don't understand why she'd leave you exposed like this."
I draw my hands away and smile up at him sadly as I take a deep breath. He's clearly mistaken me for someone else. Hopefully he won't be angry he's paid so much money for me when he thinks I'm someone else. I'm not sure if I should break the news to him or if Darius should.
"I don't know what you're talking about, sir,"
I say, and then inhale deeply.
"Clearly you've mistaken me for someone else."
"No,"
he starts, but I shake my head. This could cause quite the ruckus, because I'm more than sure Darius won't give Herrick his money back. And since that's the case, Herrick might as well have his chance to enjoy me, given he spent an ungodly amount of money to spend the night in my bed. I stand and walk to him. I might as well get this over with. "Unfortunately, Darius isn't the type of man to refund your money." I take another deep breath as I approach him, placing each of my hands on the chair arms on either side of him. "I apologize for that, but I would like to try to make it up to you. If you'd kindly let me do my job, I'll..." Herrick stops me before I can sling a leg over his lap. His broad, calloused hands brace my waist, and I come to a stop with my face inches away from his. I'm sitting on his lap, and he's close enough that the warmth of his breath tickles the loose strands of hair near my ear. My gaze dips unwillingly to that perfect bow-lipped mouth, and I wonder what it would be like to feel that mouth on mine.
"I should go," he murmurs quietly. "I've upset you."
"Go?" I repeat, suddenly disappointed, even though I can't fathom why. "You haven't even kissed me," I remind him.
"It's okay," he starts.
"But," I say, "you paid enough gold for that privilege, and more." His gaze dips to my mouth just briefly, and I see hunger in his eyes. When I blink again, his eyes are unreadable, his smile enigmatic.
"Gold is abundant and something I can easily find, Neva. A kiss must be earned, not bought."
He finally smiles widely enough to flash teeth as he lifts me off of his lap and sets me on my feet. And I take a wary step away. His canines are sharp enough to unnerve me. He can't be a vampire, surely. His skin is sun-kissed and his eyes are too bright. Still, there's something inhumane there.
"You ought to be careful about offering things like kisses to men like me," he says, and there's a warning in his eyes.
"Why?" He leans in just enough to tease my cheek with those soft lips. The whisper that traces the shell of my ear makes every part of me go warm and shivery.
"Because men like me are selfish and would steal you away."
In the next breath, he pulls away and is halfway to the door, throwing me a cheery,
"Have a pleasant evening, Miss Valquainen."
"But," I start again. He motions to the plate of uneaten food.
"Do eat the rest of your supper before that odious man returns."
The door closes behind him with a barely audible click, and I sink into his abandoned chair, my heart beating wildly in my chest. Only one thought haunts my mind as I absentmindedly finish everything on that plate. Who emblazes is Herrick Vorst,